This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Yahoo Finance Daily, a daily update on the top business, finance, and stock market news from around the world. Let's jump into today's stories.
It's Tuesday, March 14th, and this is your Yahoo Finance Tuesday Market Breakdown. U.S. stocks finished Monday mixed as volatile trading gripped Wall Street after federal banking regulators took aggressive actions to stem the fallout of Silicon Valley Bank's failure. The S&P 500 declined 0.1%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average ticked down 0.3%. Contracts on the technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. Bond yields plunged. The yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note dipped to 3.54% Monday. Traders are also repricing short-end bonds, pushing the front end of the yield curve, as 2-year yields dropped to 3.9%. The moves came after stocks got smoked on Friday, rounding out their worst week so far this year. Federal regulators closed tech-focused lender Silicon Valley Bank in the biggest U.S. bank failure since the 2008 financial crisis. President Joe Biden addressed the nation Monday morning regarding the turmoil in the financial sector. Biden said that no losses will be borne by the taxpayers, and he assured customers that they would be protected. The president also vowed to ask Congress and regulators to strengthen rules for banks. His remarks came after regulators took extraordinary action Sunday to stem the fallout in the banking sector. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and FDIC Chairman Martin J. Grunberg announced that depositors of the failed Silicon Valley Bank would be able to access all their money starting Monday. The saga of Silicon Valley Bank has had a rippling effect on a second bank. Signature Bank was closed Sunday, the second bank failure in 3 days. Among the measures the Fed said depositors would be made whole, it created a new Bank Term Funding Program facility that enables other banks to obtain quick cash in exchange for collateral. Meanwhile, the sour bank sentiment spread across regional banks Monday as the KBW Bank Index fell nearly 12%, while index members including Bank of America, JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup all traded down. The turmoil on the banking front overshadowed February's jobs report, which blew past expectations once again as the U.S. economy added 311,000 jobs, a slower pace from January's blowout number, and compared to consensus estimates from economists for job gains of 225,000. The unemployment rate edged up to 3.6%, and wage growth rose 4.6% over the last year, slower than expected. Economic releases will dominate the conversation this week, as Wall Street pays attention to 2 data prints as the Federal Reserve's next meeting rapidly approaches. At the same time, investors will be glued to the latest headlines over the collapse of SVB Financial Group and the implications for the banking sector. Tuesday's Consumer Price Index kicks off the action in data on Tuesday. Economists expect inflation to rise 6% over the last year on a headline basis, while on a core basis, the call is for 5.5%. In other single stock moves, Roku said that SVB held 26% of its cash and cash equivalents per its filing to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Credit Suisse hit a new record low Monday morning on the fears of the European bank's ability to hang on to deposits amid the collapse of U.S. lender SVB. Charles Schwab stock took a nosedive, marking its biggest daily drop despite defending its portfolio. Gaming platform Roblox said in a filing only 5% of its $3 billion cash and securities balance as of February 28, 2023, were held at Silicon Valley Bank. Thus, regardless of the ultimate outcome and the timing, this situation will have no impact on the day-to-day operations of the company. Rocket Lab USA announced on Friday that it had $38 million in cash, or 7.9% of its cash, as of December 31st with SVB. Video performing company Vimeo said its account balance was under the $250,000 threshold. And Etsy said in a statement Friday that there would be a delay with their deposits in the wake of the SVB fallout. For the latest market news, visit yahoofinance.com and find us on social media at Yahoo Finance.
For more live coverage of business, finance, and stock market news, please visit yahoofinance.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning with your daily update. So until then, thanks for listening.
Spoken Layer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.